Hi everyone. Back again with me. I know like it's been a while. I'm not recording anything and not sharing my thoughts or my feelings in this podcast. And yes, Happy New Year's for you guys. I hope you guys are having a blessings years this year. Also, every wishes that you're trying to affirm will be happen this year. Everything that you're going to achieve, every goals, every single things that you want in your life, or every problem could be solved this year. I hope that everything is better and getting better, even way more better. I don't know how to say this, but few days ago, or yeah, it's kind of be like, it can be counted as 2 days too. I kind of feel sad, and I don't know how to say this, but I don't know to sound like so sad, but actually I am. But I don't want to look sad. I don't want to be like overwhelmed by that. I just questioning people on how they are fall in love. I just saw people falling in love with each other, found their love, especially yeah, in the first month of 2024, and honestly it makes me jealous, but it's not jealous because of the person. It's because of the line of the story that they have. Actually, even though that I don't know what exactly they have been go through with that. I mean, like, what they have been dealing with that. I mean, but probably the fault is in myself. I know, like, falling in love is not an easy word or an easy phrase to start. If I could have to explain what is love, I actually do not understand what actually love is. Is that a something that you just feel, or your thoughts, or your kind of a butterfly over your stomach and so on? I know, like, a kind of a feeling like the happiness when it comes to when you met someone that you love or you like or you having crush on or kind of that. And I just kind of, but yeah, for you guys who are actually easy to fall in love, you have to be grateful, because like I know that love has no requirements. I mean, if you want to fall in love, yeah, you can just fall in love, because love comes unpredictable. They comes whatever, what time with that person. I mean, like, you can fall in love at 3 seconds with the person, fall in love because of the personality, fall in love because of the looks or something else. And I just got envy with that, because I don't think like it's easy for me to fall in love. I mean, yeah, I would be easy to love someone, not love someone, but like someone or having a crush with someone. But when it comes to develop in love, it's kind of difficult for me, because like there are lots of boundaries that I met by myself, and also lots of wall that not all people could easily broke down the wall, I guess. I always restricted myself, like, yeah, it's kind of sad though. I'm not easily open to the someone new. I think, like, for me, if you wanted to go out with me, for example, at the very least, I should know you for a year or probably 3 months or more than that. I mean, like, it's not that easy, like, just 1 week and then, yeah, we can go on a date. No. Yeah, just envy for people who are easy to fall in love and easy to hanging out with someone, or kind of like, yeah, it's, I just pray everyone who are already found their soulmate or already found their loved one probably could be more happier this year. Yeah, because you one step ahead me. I mean, you are already in a relationship. Meanwhile, me, I just still kind of dealing with myself. But actually, I really wanted to build a relationship. But I don't know. I don't even know who likes me. I don't even know. I can't. I cannot assume someone likes me. I just know when they like me when they told me so. Like, I like you. Hi, I like you. Oh, thank you. So I know that you like me. But if someone would just, like, not say explicitly, I cannot say that they like me, though. And I don't know. I know, like, it might be not that interesting to be told in this podcast, but I just don't know how to say this. I mean, it's, the universe has a lot of unpredictable things, and we never knew what next, we never knew what will comes up. I mean, we will never knew what future might be in our life. I actually cannot predict anything about my life, with whom I will marry, who gonna be my husband. I used to write down every kind of email, like, I used to write down every kind of thing that I want to say to my future husband in an email. And then now I just lost interest. I just suddenly lost my interest to do that, because I don't know. I'm gonna say that it doesn't mean that I'm not believe in love, but, like, it's just like, maybe I haven't found the right person yet, or just, like, I don't know. Yeah, that's it, because I don't know who likes me. I mean, like, who? Is there anyone that secretly admiring me, secretly fall in love with me? Because I never talk to some, I mean, I never having a blind date. I never have a blind dating. I never go out with someone. I never go out with a boy. I never go out. Yeah, it's just like, I just kind of like going to like feel sad to myself. Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much. I think like 10 minutes is just enough for me to, I just don't know how to say anything. I just wanted to say something in my mind, but I don't know how to express it. But yeah, I hope you guys have a great year, or have a great day, have a great journey of love. how you guys can find love that you want and you need. See you.